Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Some more cuckolding from Miss Mandy. I had a nice surprise today. My cuckold woodsman gave me a call, and he has the SP because I was thinking the same thing. You know, oftentimes I think about the early experiences that woodsman has told me about. He had one experience way, way back that sort of got him on this path to being a cuckold, and I mean, he fell right into all this cuckolding naturally. I know a lot of you guys out there, you ask me, how do you get your girlfriend to do it, or how do you get your wife to do it, or you want to know how I got started and such, but woodsman, it was just a natural thing that happened. It was the way the girl was that was with him. She was, you know, a little bit on the slutty side. I mean, he was crazy about her, and he told me that he was very serious with her. But she just went down this road of cheating on him. And, well, anyway, I never did an audio about this, but we talked about this early on, and I don't think I went into great length about it, but I'm going to explain the full story to you here now with a nice, long, juicy, cuckold audio. And Woodsman gave me a lot of details, so let me tell you about this. So, one more thing. You can check on my blog on the Woodsman tab, and you can get a lot of his old posts. You start at the oldest one, and you work your way forward. And there's also a link on my website for Woodsman's stories, and there's lots of them. I think there's like 20 pages of stories, so that should keep you busy for a while. But he is just a natural cuckold. He is. He's something else. So, anyway, let me tell you about this story. Woodsman's very first girlfriend, she was 18, and she was 5'8", very pretty, 130 pounds. She had brown hair and brown eyes. She loved to be tan, and they'd been going together for about 6 months. Now, I should tell you something about Woodsman. Woodsman has a little dick. He's a little dick loser, and you know, little dick losers don't have the best luck with girls usually. I think probably only if they have really big cocks. Oh, and by the way, this is a little aside, to make my point that Bernie Madoff, turns out he had a little dick too. It was all over the news today. Can you believe it? His girlfriend wrote an expose about his little cock. Now, say he got a pretty girl, little dick. Now, Woodsman, you know, didn't have Bernie's billions, and he still had a pretty girl because Woodsman's such a great guy. You know, it's just that he's a little short in the dick department. No pun intended, Woodsman. So anyway, let me get back to this girl. We're going to call her Jackie. Jackie, you know, was a very fun-loving girl, and she asked Woodsman if he would mind if she went camping without him, with one of her girlfriends, and she wanted just to be with the girls and hang out, you know, whatever. And Woodsman said he was fine with that. So Jackie went, and she rented a space at the park for a week, and she and her girlfriend got a tent, whatever. And one day, Woodsman was missing her, and he decided to go up to the park facility and surprise her. So he hiked up the hill, and apparently there was a tree that he got near where the cars were or something like that. He parked his car and walked to a tree. It was about a quarter of a mile, and he could see her campsite from the tree, but he also noticed that on the ground nearby, she was on a blanket, and there was a guy with her. She had a cute little bathing suit on, a little bikini, and she, you know, a nice figure. And this guy was rubbing suntan lotion on her back. And before you knew it, he had slipped her top off, and he was rubbing more lotion on her. And then she seemed to lift her hips up, and he slipped her, you know, bathing suit bottom down, and he slipped out of his shorts, and, you know, he was already hard, and Woodsman couldn't believe it, like he didn't have to have her suck him off or stroke him. He was hard already. And he just got on top of her and had sex with her. And Woodsman watched. So this was his very first cuckold experience watching. She did not know she was being watched. Well, then, I guess they did it from every which way. He flipped her over, and he did her doggy style. And one thing Woodsman did tell me was that he remembered she had like a white ass and white tits because of her bathing suit. And he was really turned on watching all this, even though he was angry and jealous. Well, anyway, he left because he didn't know what else to do. And later on, that same day, he came back and he walked past the campsite, and apparently that guy was another camper. And he overheard them talking, and he was talking to his friend about her, and he said that he didn't think that he was going to be able to have sex with her again, because he noticed that her boyfriend had been there during the day. And Woodsman told me when he did eventually get to see her, you know, she acted like nothing happened, I guess on both occasions. I don't know. It's a little complicated, but basically you get the gist of it. That's how it worked out. So that was his first time. And, you know, since then he's had a lot more experiences with women treating him this way. And, you know, it's basically because he's got a little dick, and, you know, over the years, he's come to accept his place. You know, he's been in chastity on and off. His ex-wife took up with a guy, and, you know, Woodsman ended up letting her come back into his house, and she took over his bedroom and his big screen TV, and her boyfriend moved in, and they had a baby, and they moved out. I think they got married, and then there was another girl who also cuckolded him, and she had sex with a guy once and made Woodsman serve her scrambled eggs as she had sex with him. Like, she was sitting right on this guy's cock, and he had to feed her the eggs. So, anyway, Woodsman, what's this you're telling me? You're going to go back with your ex-wife, and you're going to take care of their baby, and you are going to be put in chastity, of course, because she likes to control you. So there'll be no coming for you. And in fact, everybody, today, when I did talk to Woodsman, I told him that I would let him come, and he couldn't make his little dick come. And you know why? Because he's not a real man. He's not an alpha man. He's a little dick loser and a cuckold. And he's such a great guy. And Woodsman, I'm going to put you in chastity if your ex-wife doesn't, so think about that one. And I will be talking to you again real soon. Bye-bye, Cucky Woodsman. Mwah! From Miss Mandy.